Hello, welcome again to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. This morning I'd like to inspire you with continuing here in the Gospel of John. In chapter 2, there's an account here that I'd like to read about. Beginning in verse 13. It says, "And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem." So, as we see, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. And so the Passover was also going to be happening. And it says, "And he found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting." So they were in these people were in the temple. And as we know, that the temple was not made for that type. It was not made for a market. It's not made for selling these oxen, sheep, and doves. As we know, in the Passover, they would have killed a lot of animals for their sacrifices and to celebrate their Passover, but that is not the place for it. And later on in Jesus' teaching, he says that we are the temple of God. And so I was just thinking, do we, as we, if we are the temple of God, are we filling it with these things that he spoke here, all material things? Oxen to be sold, sheep, doves, and changing money. Is that what consumes us? Is that what we are filled of? What we worry about or what our concern is? Does money concern us more than the will of God? If that's the case, then it's not, and we're not being temple of God. God is not dwelling in it. I think that's what Jesus is showing here, that the temple of God is, the temple was for God. It's for worship, to worship God. And it's not for doing merchandise, like it says in verse 16. "And said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence, make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house had eaten me up. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, what sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things?" It's curious that they would ask that. So they would say, well, show us a sign showing that, seeing that you're doing these things. Jesus answered and said unto them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? And then verse 21, it says, "But he spake of the temple of his body." So Jesus was speaking of himself. And of course, we know that in the end, that the Jews did kill him. They killed the body, but he was risen again in 3 days. So the everlasting temple was rebuilt in 3 days. Temple where God dwells in. And it's the same for all of us that are born again. That's why I say, if we claim to be a temple of for the Lord, then the Lord better be in it and not merchandise. Not things that don't please the Lord. Things that rust and pass away. And let's put things in there that like it says in Colossians, things from above. Set our affections on things from above. And so in verse 22, then it says, when therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. So that's amazing to me, again, how Jesus, like it said in the first chapter of John, and we talked about yesterday, that he made the world was by him, and he was in the world, and the world knew him not. And here he was in the Passover, and many people believed on his name, it says, when they saw the miracles that he did. So by the miracles that he does, many came to believe on the Lord and were made new. And in the beginning of this chapter was where Jesus had done the miracle of turning the water into wine. So he was already doing a lot of miracles just in the second, that were just in the second chapter of John. But I think that he was already causing the Jews to despise him because even of the way that he said to destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it. And the Jews, I imagine they would have mocked him almost, saying that, no, it took us 46 years to build this temple and you think you can put it up in 3 days? So, but as we know, it was, they were not understanding it in the sense that the Lord was speaking. But my encouragement then is that we truly believe in the word of the Lord, truly believe in the Lord, truly have the Lord living in us, in this temple. And because as we see here, it says that the Lord made a scourge of small cords, which he drove I imagine the people and the sheep and the animals, I guess I'd say, how he chased everybody, everything out of the temple. So my encouragement is let's fill our hearts with things that please the Lord and not material things or being disobedient, because when the Lord has to correct us, it causes pain. So we don't want him to come with a scourge of small cords to drive everything out of our hearts. And so let's fill it with everlasting things. So till next time, may the Lord be with you.